the New Orleans Pelicans and ESPN 100.3 New Orleans proudly present Pelicans Weekly. It's a weekly radio magazine focused on the Pelicans, the fans, and the NBA. We'll get the latest from Pelicans players, coaches, and front office staff. Plus, we'll check in with our experts around the league. Tonight's show is brought to you by Smoothie King, Rule the Day. Chevron, finding better ways to help keep Louisiana's doers doing. Cox, bringing us closer. And Dixie Beer, since 1907. Pelicans Weekly on ESPN 100.3 New Orleans starts now. Here's your host, Todd Graffanini.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our first edition of Pelicans Weekly. I am the new radio play-by-play voice of your New Orleans Pelicans, Todd Graffanini, and I am very excited to be here and excited to bring in what is going to be a new era of Pelicans basketball. Just a little background on the show. This was formerly the Alvin Gentry Show, but we're going to go away from that. Every Thursday from 6 to 6:30, we will have on front office people. We will have players. We will have interviews from guests around the country. We will get you fully involved with everything New Orleans Pelicans. So we're really going to expand our horizons. Again, very much looking forward to hosting the show, having different guests along. And oh, by the way, that is a radio segue. Let's bring in our broadcasting coordinator, our studio host, our producer, also color analyst on New Orleans Pelicans broadcast, Mr. Daniel Salerson. Daniel, I know you're as excited as I am and just so happy to have you here.
I appreciate it and welcome. And this is your first show and we're glad to have you. And it's a big show for us today. But, you know, we've been watching this team for a few weeks now with voluntary workouts and now 3 days of training camp. And it just gets me more fired up for Pelicans basketball. I'm ready to see them play another team. But for right now, it's been exciting to see them get on the court.
Yeah, it has been interesting, too, because we have been privy to the workouts. And we've seen these guys for about a month now, not counting the 3 days of training camp, which we've already witnessed. So me, you, and others within the organization, I think they're probably ready to see a real game. But the general public and the local media really has not seen this team together the way we have. So it's still a bit of a mystery to everybody else.
They got a glimpse yesterday during some of the end of practice with the Zion Williamson alley-oop dunk at the end. They're working on end of game plays, and they certainly saw that play that went viral. And another chance to see them at open practice. That'll be the first really, I guess, glance at the team from an open public standpoint and also for most of the media. So you will get a taste of that on Saturday. And then Monday, finally, games will be played as the Pelicans head on the road against Atlanta and Chicago.
Well, of course, this is all culminating this week in the open practice at the Smoothie King Center, 6 to 8 on Saturday night, just a couple of days from right now. I know a lot of tickets are out there. We understand that the tickets on SeatGeek are out. So if you don't have them, you might be in trouble. I know last year you had around 7,000, 7,500 in the building. Daniel, I'd be shocked if there was not at least double that on Saturday night.
Yeah, most of the lower bowl was filled last year, and I was impressed with how big the attendance was for that because there was a lot of hype after the Pelicans went to the Western Conference semifinal the year before. But one, you have Zion Williamson now in the fold. You have Lonzo Ball, Brandon. This is a new team and a fresh start, kind of like what we're doing with the show. And I think everyone's just dying to see just a taste of Pelicans basketball. So I expect, like you, I expect the upper bowl of them to open that up. It's going to be a fun night.
All right, let's give you a little rundown of what we're going to do here in our initial Pelicans Weekly show. A little bit later, Daniel Salerson is going to sit down with one of the players, Javon Bess. You will see him in the preseason, of course. Our preseason schedule opens up on Monday night in Atlanta. First preseason game of this year. Then on Wednesday, it will be off to Chicago to take on the Bulls. But coming up next, I sit down with Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, David Griffin. Tremendous interview there. You want to hear it. We will get to it after this on Pelicans Weekly.
For the first time ever, Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live! Experience the thrill as everyone's favorite monster truck toys come to life, including Bone Shaker, V8 Bomber, and don't miss the original monster truck, Bigfoot, plus freestyle motocross and the transforming robot, Megasaurus. And kid seats are just $8. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Come watch the toys. Come to life. November 2nd and 3rd, Smoothie King Center. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com.
Join the New Orleans Pelicans and Saints for STEM Fest presented by Chevron at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Kids of all ages can interact with over 100 fun and educational activities centered around science, technology, engineering, and math, including those from NASA, the FBI, Entergy, and many more. STEM Fest takes place on Saturday, October 19th from 10 to 2. Tickets are $15 in advance, $17 at the door, and include free parking and a Pelicans ticket courtesy of Chevron. Visit pelicans.com/STEMFest for more information and tickets.
Skip the season's fake syrups and artificial flavors. Smoothie King's pumpkin smoothies are made with real organic pumpkin. Try the Pumpkin Delight with vanilla frozen yogurt and 9 grams of fiber. Or power on with the Pumpkin Coffee High Protein with 31 grams of protein and real cold brew coffee. Like all of Smoothie King's smoothies, there are no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. Indulge in the season with real organic pumpkin at Smoothie King and rule the day.
Having sold more than 100 million records worldwide, the iconic Cher returns. Here We Go Again Tour 2019, performing hits spanning her entire career. Smoothie King Center, Friday, December 13th, featuring special guests Nile Rodgers and Chic. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. The album Dancing Queen is available everywhere now. For more, visit Cher.com. This is the flagship station for your New Orleans Pelicans. Now, back to Pelicans Weekly on ESPN 100.3 New Orleans. Here's Todd Gravanini.
Welcome back to our first edition of Pelicans Weekly, the 2019-2020 NBA season. Todd Gravanini with you here, and it is my pleasure to bring on our executive vice president of basketball operations, David Griffin. It's our first Griff and Graf segment. This is a milestone in my basketball career.
Mine as well, Graf.
Glad you're here.
Mine as well, Graf. I'm excited about it. This should be fun.
First of all, and we're going to have a lot of time to talk X's and O's, talk hoops. I want to ask about you. It's been a whirlwind for you. You're going back to late April. You came to New Orleans. The lottery was in May. The draft, the summer league, you've been going a mile a minute. Have you had a chance to kind of settle in, take a deep breath at all? It's tough to even get you in a room for 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's been good. We've started to get a little more settled. My wife Meredith got here about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, and that made things settle down somewhat. Getting the house set up and actually being able to eat at home has been a blessing for me. I've said this before, but I gained 18 pounds from May 1st to September 1st, and I was gone the entire month of July. So I've certainly sampled the vast majority of the restaurants in town, but everything else is going really well.
Well, you've been out and about, as you mentioned. How have you been received in the community?
Oh, it's been awesome. And everybody speaks to the energy and the vibe around the city. Obviously, you can tell that we've sort of captured people's imaginations a little bit. And I'm just really appreciative. I know my wife is, too, of how welcoming everybody's been.
Well, one thing that has captured the imagination of the locals here is the new Won't Bow Down campaign. The brand, if you will, it's been out about a week, a little over a week. It's been received very, very well. How have you seen it from the inside? And kind of go behind the scenes and how this has come about.
Yeah, so I think even going back to the press conference that I had when we took over, we had a very clear picture of how we want to play, how we want to be built, that we want to be built sort of to the ethos of the city. We want to be a team that will work. We want to be a team that doesn't quit. And I think if you can achieve that now in the league with enough length and athleticism, you have a chance to be good on effort alone. And the more talent you mix in, obviously, the better your results will get. But it was really important for us to start to build to, it's a little different here, and to start to attract that like energy that would be attracted to something that's a little bit different. And so we're grateful that Jen Martindale and Ben Hales and their team heard us when we talked about what it should look like to brand this team. And obviously the ad agency, Peter Mayer, just knocked it out of the park with Won't Bow Down. And we're really grateful to have been part of coming up with that, I suppose. Coming up with that is strong. Basketball certainly didn't impact the slogan. But for them to embrace what we were going to be about as well as they did was exciting for all of us, and the players themselves really embraced it.
Well, it has just exploded onto the scene, and now it's almost like you can't go around the corner without seeing WBD or Won't Bow Down somewhere in the city.
Yeah, and I hope that continues. You know, for me, I can remember very few ad campaigns by who did them. And Whedon and Kennedy did a lot of Nike's ads. And when Just Do It came out the first time, I remember thinking, wow, this is transcendent. And I felt that way when Peter Mayer presented to us the Won't Bow Down. I felt like this is really exactly what we were trying to capture. And I think, as I said, I think our players really gravitated towards it quickly as well. So you saw them wearing as much WBD gear as they could get. And this building's going to be very reflective of that as well.
All right. We are going to take a break and talk hoops when we come back. We're talking with Executive Vice President for Basketball Operations, David Griffin, and you are listening to Pelicans Weekly.
AC Ambulance Heating and AC.
Hey, this is Sidney Lee with AC Ambulance, and I'm proud to announce we are now a Daikin Comfort Pro dealer. In my opinion, this is the best unit on the market. 12 years parts and labor, and a 6 to 12 year unit replacement warranty, and we have the best financing in the marketplace.
AC Ambulance Heating and AC.
And we A-rated on Angie's List and the BBB.
It's 467-1400 to the rescue.
When your lawns need to be cut, demand a machine that's built to mow the distance. Gravely Mowers always answer the call. From sunrise to sundown since 1916. Zero turns that never quit. Intuitive, easy-to-use controls, and accommodating all-day riding comfort. Find the Gravely Mower to help you get the job done right. Neil's Small Engines with three locations, LaRose, Homa, and Thibodeau. 40 years strong. Call 985-693-3347. 985-693-3347.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
A Metairie favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Welcome back to Pelicans Weekly, presented by Smoothie King. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Welcome back to Pelicans Weekly. Todd Graffanini with you. We are talking to Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations for your New Orleans Pelicans, David Griffin. And Griff, let's talk some hoops. A lot of people are very, very excited. We are 3 days now into training camp. What have you liked? What have you not liked? And are we where we need to be as preseason looms on Monday?
Well, there's so much that I've liked. First of all, I think when you look at the bandwidth that Mrs. Benson and her ownership group have given us in terms of building this team and building this staff, the caliber of staff and the caliber of human beings we have here, really evident right now. And you're seeing the value of that on the coaching side. What we've been able to do, having Chris Finch sort of assume the associate head coach of offense role, with Jeff Bezdelic here as the associate head coach of defense, and they're leading enormous segments of practice. You've seen the value of that caliber of teacher. What we've been able to do with having Teresa Weatherspoon here on deck and watching the impact she's having with these guys in a player development sense has been great. Joe Boylan's entire player development team is really impressive, and I think our players are recognizing that as well. Today was probably the best day we've had in terms of energy, top to bottom. The blue team today consisted of J.J. Redick, Drew Holiday, Nico Melli, Brandon Ingram, playing a lot together. And that group was really, really efficient. So it was fun to see what it looks like when we put some of our best shooters on the floor with real playmakers. I think if I had to point to one person right now that stood out in a surprising way, it's probably Brandon Ingram in terms of just how far along he is towards being A, fully healthy, but B, finding his rhythm.
You talked about Coach Jeff Bozdelic, who came over from Houston. He has the task of getting this defense where it needs to be. You talked about top 10, hopefully top 5, but I just think it's wonderful watching him. He is so hands-on with these guys, and communication is such a key to playing good defense, and that's really what training camp is for, getting these communication lines down, because obviously it starts for real very soon.
Yeah, no question, and we've got guys that tend to be a little towards the quiet side. We've got sort of that, what's the right word for it? I guess we've got a low boiling point. No, a high boiling point. But we've got guys that are very much lead by example. So I think it's going to be difficult for guys to start to step into that more vocal role initially. And once we can build a level of trust and camaraderie with everybody, I think you'll see a little less of the slow burn and a little more of the lead vocally. We need that. It's pretty obvious. We've got a fairly quiet building right now. Kenrich Williams has done a really good job of being vocal. But I think what's happened with Coach Bozdelic's presence is that he's raised the level of everyone else's game from a coaching perspective. And that's exciting for us because they're pushing each other. Alvin Gentry, more so than any head coach I've ever seen, really empowers and enables his assistants to be great at their space and gives them the latitude to be great. And then he reinforces what it is they're selling. And I think what we've seen with our team, because we do have great depth and we do have great length and athleticism, wanting to be top 10, top 5 in defense is fine. But why wouldn't you decide you're going to be the best in defense and then see where it goes from there? And I think that's where our guys really are going to end up. I know that's where Coach Bozdelic is. He intends to be number one. He's not shooting for less than that. And there's no, he's giving no quarter right now to anyone. And I love that. I love the level of accountability we have personally out there.
Nice radio segue talking about head coach Alvin Gentry. And this is our final question because it might take a little while to answer this. You've been so gracious in allowing us to come in and watch the workouts for the last few weeks and obviously the first 3 days of training camp. To me, I think the main storyline going into these 5 preseason games and even early in the regular season, I think it's going to be fascinating how Coach Gentry is going to divvy up minutes, rotations. With this being such a deep team, you've got 15 on the roster, 12 are active. There are going to be guys night in and night out who can absolutely play that aren't going to play. And to me, it's going to be fascinating how it's all going to play out rotation-wise.
Yeah, and I think a big part of that is the level of competitiveness we have within the roster for minutes at each position. They're going to drive each other quite a bit because of that, because there aren't minutes that are given right now that are a given. We have very few people that are going to be locked into a role. I think Drew Holiday and Derek Favors are certainly going to man positions, and you know that. I think you're going to see a lot of Lonzo Ball. And after that, I think you end up in a situation where guys are really competing for them. And if somebody has distanced themselves from others, in many ways it's probably Brandon. And I would have said he was somebody who was, you know, pegged for a role initially, but because he was coming off such a long layoff from an injury situation, we just didn't anticipate he would be this far along this quickly. So that's even furthered the pressure on the coaches for minutes, because Brandon's clearly establishing he's going to be one of those guys. So it's going to be fun to see where this group goes. I think what Alvin's done really, really well is he's made everybody understand that there is going to be a level of personal accountability that comes from this roster. And he's going to play the people that are accretive to winning. And you look at Niccolo Melli being on that team, that blue team I talked about today, that was really wreaking havoc on everyone. It's a tough cover when you can put a 5 out there who's capable of shooting at the level he is, who also has the basketball IQ of a point guard. It's a rare combination. And Derek Favors is basically never out of position. So I think the thing that excites us the most is we have the ability to play an awful lot of guys who are going to be identified by defense first. And that makes Coach Gentry's message about the significance of defense resonate that much more.
Well, I know that I'm extremely excited to get this thing going. I know you are, because you've been here the whole summer. And just to see everything that you've put together kind of get out on the court and do it for real, it's got to be exciting for you.
Oh, it is. It's a great feeling to see some of these things start to come together. And as I said in the first segment, you know, what we have here in terms of the caliber of human beings that are on board, and they're all about this together. They really all feel like they have something to prove, and they want to do it for each other. And because of that, because of the fact that Mrs. Benson's put us in position to bring all of the best and brightest together, I think the players that have been here in the past recognize how different it is. Players that have come from other teams recognized how unique this is. And then we've got the young kids that are growing together as well. So when you look at our recruiting class, as the Rooks like to call themselves, they're growing in an environment of competitiveness. And that was really, really important to us.
Griff, thanks so much.
Thanks, hon.
That is David Griffin, our Executive Vice President for Basketball Operations. When we come back, it'll be Daniel Salerson sitting down with former St. Louis Pelican Javon Bess. More after this on Pelicans Weekly.
I'm a sucker for you.
Life just got a whole lot better.
I'm a sucker for you.
Jonas Brothers, Happiness Begins Tour. Smoothie King Center, November 12th. With special guests, Phoebe Rexha and Jordy McGraw.
Lately I've been feeling so
get tickets now at LiveNation.com. The brand new album, Happiness Begins, is available everywhere June 7th. For more, check JonasBrothers.com. Presented by American Airlines and MasterCard.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Live in concert. The all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Presented by Hallmark Channel. December 18th, Smoothie King Center. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Another Beaver production.
Skip the season's fake syrups and artificial flavors. Smoothie King's pumpkin smoothies are made with real organic pumpkin. Try the Pumpkin D-Lite with vanilla frozen yogurt and 9 grams of fiber. Or power on with the Pumpkin Coffee High Protein with 31 grams of protein and real cold brew coffee. Like all of Smoothie King's smoothies, there are no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. Indulge in the season with real organic pumpkin at Smoothie King and rule the day.
Radio's version of the Timeout Huddle. It's Pelicans Weekly on ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Welcome back to Pelicans Weekly. I am Todd Graffanini, your new voice of the New Orleans Pelicans. Daniel Salerson sat down with Javon Bess, who is out of St. Louis University, played extensively in the Summer League in Las Vegas. A chance to get to know him a little bit. And here's Daniel with Javon Bess.
So, Javon, take us through the first few days of training camp, what it's like for you so far.
It's been fun. You know, did that mess it up?
I'll do it one more time just in
okay.
case.
Okay.
You're good.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
That's what I said.
Yeah. The music got really loud. That's okay. I'm right here. It's good. So, Javon, you've been through a few days of training camp now. What's it been like for you so far?
It's been fun. You know, it's a new experience. It's just like starting college over again where everything going pretty fast. So, right now I'm just trying to slow things down, you know, just figuring stuff out, getting help from Drew, from Kimrich, all the older guys, really, all the older guys been helping out, so that's a plus, that's a good thing.
What's been the biggest adjustment so far? Obviously, the college game is different from the pro game. You haven't played an NBA game besides Summer League. What's been the biggest adjustment, even through a couple days?
Just the spacing and the speed, you know, guys more, it's not necessarily way faster, but guys are more under control. You got to be in the right spot at the right time because they know how to get to their spots faster, but, just, and then the spacing aspect of it, being at the right spot at the right time.
Zion talked about how those 6 seconds in shot clock differential between the college and NBA game is huge. Have you sensed that six seconds being huge?
Yeah, definitely. I can tell the difference for sure. They want to give it's more possession, so it's more getting up and down the court because usually you don't even use the whole 24 seconds. So I can definitely tell the difference.
For those who don't know much about you, talk about your game a little bit, kind of where your strong points are. I know you're Atlantic 10 Defensive Player of the Year. But kind of has defense been the name of your game, or you're kind of a balance between both?
Yeah, defense definitely. That's what I hold my hat on is defense, being able to be a lead defender, a versatile defender, guard in multiple positions, but also being able to knock down shots. You know, I'm real confident right now in my jump shot and be able to knock down corner threes.
Where did that defensive mentality come from? Is that something that you always started working on, whether it was high school ball or college, or is that something that maybe you realized, you know, I'm a pretty good defender and maybe I need to focus a little bit more on that?
No, that's something I always had. Even when I was younger, I never was like the top scorer on my team, you know, when I played like an AAU and stuff with other good players. So I always had to do something to try to stand out, and I knew defense was something I could always do.
How much did Summer League help you with this transition? You were able to at least get a taste of the fast-paced offense that you're able to run in Summer League. How much has that helped you ease into this training camp a little bit?
It helps a lot. Especially, I think the biggest thing that helped me was the older guys like Frank and Kimmich was able to help us out at Summer League and be able to give us knowledge and, you know, stuff, help us out on the court, tell us where we should be and stuff like that. They're willing to help. So above everything, I think that's the best part.
What's the biggest thing you want to get out of training camp? What are you working on personally? Do you have any individual goals that you're trying to work on through training camp?
Personally, I'm just trying to be a consistent shooter, you know, and then show them that I can defend almost every position. I can defend 1-4, so that's the biggest thing for me, and then show them that I can be a consistent shooter.
Is this your first time here in the city of New Orleans? I know you've been here for a while training, but has this been your first kind of visit here so far?
Yeah, this is my first time down here. Yeah.
What are your thoughts of it?
I like it. I like it. The food is good. The food is definitely good, so that's a plus.
Has the food gotten you in trouble yet? Because I know a lot of Josh Hart talked about he needed to hire a personal chef. Has it gotten you in trouble?
Nah, not me. It hasn't really gotten me in trouble yet because, I mean, I'm not a big seafood person. I know it's a lot of seafood places, but I do like this place, Oceana Grill. Yeah, that's the place. It's going to end up getting me in trouble, depending on how long I'm here, for sure.
Have you had a chance just to kind of walk around, explore the culture and the history of the city?
A little bit, not too much. Where was I at? I was on Bourbon Street, and then the French Quarter, I walked around a little bit. So, you know, I got to see it a little bit, but not much, though, yet.
Nah. Javon, thanks for the time.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Coming up, we'll wrap things up on our first edition of Pelicans Weekly.
When your lawns need to be cut, demand a machine that's built to mow the distance. Gravely Mowers always answer the call. From sunrise to sundown since 1916. Zero turns that never quit. Intuitive, easy-to-use controls, and accommodating all-day riding comfort. Find a Gravely Mower to help you get the job done right. Neil's Small Engines with 3 locations. LaRose, Homa, and Thibodeau. 40 years strong. Call 985-693-3347. 985-693-3347.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Hey, this is Sidney Lee with AC Ambulance, and I'm proud to announce we are now a Daikin Comfort Pro dealer. In my opinion, this is the best unit on the market. 12 years parts and labor, and a 6 to 12 year unit replacement warranty, and we have the best financing in the marketplace.
AC Ambulance Heating and AC.
And we A-rated on Angie's List and the BBB.
It's 467-1400 to the rescue.
Welcome back to Pelicans Weekly. Once again, here's Todd Graffanini.
All right, that's going to wrap up the show, and hopefully everyone enjoyed this first edition of Pelicans Weekly. You can expect more of the same each and every Thursday throughout the NBA season. Just a reminder of what's coming up here at Pelicans. We've got the open practice, Smoothie King Center, Saturday night. It's going to be an event. You want to be out there if you can. 6 to 8. Doors will open at 5. Complimentary parking throughout the garages around the Smoothie King Center and the Superdome. Then, finally, we get to preseason basketball. It's been a long time coming. Pelicans will open up, rather ironically, in Atlanta against the Atlanta Hawks. Tip-off is at 6:30 Central. On the air right here on your flagship for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 at 6 p.m. Then it is off to Chicago to take on the Bulls. That will be on Wednesday. Tip-off will be at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air Pelicans warm-up at 6:30. For Daniel Salerson, I'm Todd Graffanini. We'll see you next week on Pelicans Weekly.
Pelicans Weekly was brought to you by Smoothie King, Rule the Day, Energy, We Power Life, Ochsner Health System, the official healthcare provider of the New Orleans Pelicans, SeatGeek, Let's Go, and by Zatarain's, a New Orleans tradition since 1889.